Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSNC Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and this is the second time that I'm talking to you this week, which is really exciting. I've had two author interviews this week, and that's the first time this has happened, so thank you to my authors this week. I spoke with Lorena Hughes on Tuesday's podcast, and today I am speaking with Laura Heffernan, who is the author of the Reality Star series. There's currently two books in that series, America's Next Reality Star and Sweet Reality. We do talk about both books in the interview, but I'm not going to read you the summary of the second book, because if you haven't read the first one, I don't want to give anything away. But the first one will give you the basis, and then we'll go from there. So here is the description of America's Next Reality Star by Laura Heffernan. 24-year-old Jen Reed had her life in good shape. An okay job, a tiny, cute Seattle apartment, and a great boyfriend almost ready to get serious. In a flash, it all came apart. Single, unemployed, and holding an eviction notice, who has time to remember trying out for a reality show? Then the call comes, and Jen sees her chance to start over by spending her summer on national TV. Luckily, the fishbowl is all about puzzles and games, the kind of thing Jen would love even if she wasn't desperate. The cast checks all the boxes. Cheerful, quirky Birdie speaks in hashtags, vicious Ariana knows just how to pout for the cameras, and corn-fed, J-Dog plays the cartoon villain of the house. Then there's Justin, the green-eyed law student who always seems a breath away from kissing her. Is their attraction real, or a trick to get him closer to the $250,000 grand prize? Romance or showmance, suddenly Jen has a lot more to lose than a summer. So that's the description of the first book, America's Next Reality Star. And as it says, Jen is a pretty typical 24-year-old in the book, and then everything kind of comes crashing down around her. She already had medical bills that had put her in debt before she lost her job and her apartment and her boyfriend and everything else. And so she's pretty desperate at that point and kind of figures, why not go on a reality TV show and try to win $250,000? The book is really fun and really funny. It's got romance, it's got humor, it's got some very, as the description said, quirky characters. It's got characters that you will love to hate, like any reality TV show does. And it does have those typical reality TV show characters that you love or hate or find very strange and wonder what's going on with them. Even if you're not a fan of reality TV, you'll still like this book. The reality TV show is really more of the vehicle for, you know, what's going on in Jen's life. It's not, you don't have to be a fan of reality TV in order to like this book. But if you are a fan of reality TV, then you're really going to like it, and you'll love some of the seeing behind the scenes stuff of filming a reality show, being part of a reality show, which is how we see it from then Jen's perspective as she goes through this summer and tries to navigate the puzzles and the games, the different tasks, but also trying to navigate the different personalities and living in a literal fishbowl. I mean, the house is made of glass, the walls are made of glass. I think the part that always made me giggle was the walls are made of glass, so the contestants keep running into them, and so there's always this wham, somebody else has run into a glass wall, which I shouldn't laugh at because I'd be the one running into the glass wall every single time. I'm such a klutz, but it's just one of those elements that continues the humor and makes things very real as you're reading the book. So there's a very brief take on the first book, America's Next Reality Star. As I said, the second book, Sweet Reality, is already out, but I'm not going to give you the synopsis of that because I don't want to ruin anything for you. No spoilers. So let's turn now to that interview with Laura Heffernan and talk about her Reality Star series. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here to talk about your Reality Star series.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to talk about that series, but before we do, let's just get to know you a little bit. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and whatever you're comfortable sharing, that would be great.
Well, I grew up in California, and then I moved to Boston about 10 years ago, where it is, turns out, much colder than California. You'd think I would have known that, but you know things and then you know them, mm-hmm. You quite register. And then now I actually live in upstate New York with my husband. I moved here after we got married. We have two kitties. I'm a recovering lawyer, and I watch a lot of TV.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Okay. So do you watch a lot of reality TV by chance?
I do. I watch so many shows, I should probably be a little embarrassed about it.
Hey, you do you, Laura. There are two books in the Reality Star series out now. So talk a little bit in general about the series, and then we'll talk about each book a little bit.
The series follows Jen throughout three books as she goes from a recent college graduate to kind of really just figuring out who she is. You know, when you're 24, life seems like you've got it figured out, and then, well, at least in my case, I found out quickly that I really didn't. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of goes through some of those ups and downs trying to figure out. It's one thing to take the first college job you find, but is that really where you're supposed to be?
Right.
And of course, she falls in love, and that's part of finding herself.
And yeah, in that first book, in America's Next Reality Star, she really has a very, let's just say crappy first few chapters of the book, because just everything goes wrong for her.
That is unfortunately true, poor thing. I put her through so much.
Yes, you did.
I feel like I should apologize. I mean, things seem like they're okay. She's got a job. It pays the bills. She's got her little apartment, which is super cute. She's got her boyfriend. She thinks that he's going to be ready to propose soon. But she's also got these crazy medical bills, and they take up most of her paycheck. And it's tough when you have something like that hanging over you.
Mm-hmm.
She sees an ad to go on a reality show where you can actually win cash, and she's like, hey, great, I need money. So she's not really sure about it, but then when she finds out that her boyfriend is actually married, she's ready to start over, clean slate. So she goes on the show, and it's right up her alley, puzzles and games and all kinds of good stuff. But then she falls for another contestant, and Jen has to figure out which is more important, the money or the guy.
Right.
So... life problems.
Yes, on national television.
Right.
So that is, I think, one of the most fun parts about the books is that you get to see a little bit behind the scenes in terms of reality. So as opposed to when you're watching it on TV, you know, you don't see the producers and you don't see what goes on in those sorts of situations. But we do get to see that here.
Right. And it's funny because I wrote these books before Unreal came out on Lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a TV show that gives you behind the scenes on reality TV. And I was like, this is the best show ever. Like, I love it so much. If this show had existed, I don't know that I would have needed to write my book, but I'm glad I did.
Right. Yeah, my husband loves that show, so I've seen it a bit. And actually having watched a few episodes of that show made me realize, just at least in terms of that show, how involved the producers are in kind of manipulating behind the scenes, and that plays a part in the series.
Right. My understanding is that's pretty accurate. I had a friend who tried out for MasterChef, and she made it onto the first episode, and she saw a lot of things. She's pretty vocal about it. It wasn't exactly what she expected. So some of her experiences kind of informed the books. A lot of it is my best friend went on a show called The Glass House a few years ago on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
It ran for one summer. And so she came back with so many stories about, oh, you see this, but this is really happening. Or there was one time we were watching an episode together, and she was like, that didn't happen. And that happened like 3 weeks later.
Oh, jeez.
And so it was really funny to just watch the show with somebody who'd been there who could fill you in on how it really was.
So I would assume...
It's still entertainment.
Well, yeah. I would assume, though, that's where you got the idea for the design of the fishbowl.
Yes. I redesigned my fishbowl a little, but the general gist of the show was inspired by it, The Glass House.
Wow, can I just say that I'm impressed that Laura knows two different people who have been on or tried out for two different reality shows. I don't think I know anyone. But just as in reality TV, they have to take breaks every once in a while, we do have to take our first break of the podcast. But stay tuned. When we come back, Laura's going to talk about why she decided to set her first novel in the world of reality TV. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. We are going to get right back into that interview with Laura Heffernan talking about her Reality Star series. So when you decided to write a book, why did you go with reality TV?
She had done the show a little more than a year before that. I guess it was about 2 years at that point. And while she was doing the show, one of the aspects is we were trying to get the audience to vote for people to stay on the show. So while she was doing that, I started a blog where I was recapping the episodes and trying to encourage people subtly to vote for her.
Okay.
That it didn't really work that well, but the blog was a lot of fun. And a lot of my friends were reading it, and they really enjoyed it. And it was the first time that I had written something that people thought was kind of funny and that they really liked to read. And so when I started to do a book, I just kind of went back to that, like, hey, that was a lot of fun to write. How much more fun would it be if I could make up my own reality show and do whatever I wanted?
Right. You've written the blog, and now you've written these two books. Is writing something that you've always thought about doing, or did it kind of develop over time?
I've always liked it. Like, I wrote my first short story when I was about 5.
Oh, nice.
It was a little lacking in plot, but still a story. And so over the years, I always... You know, I'd have a story here or there, but I didn't really have the self-confidence to share any of it. And then when I was in law school, I wrote for Law Review, which it's very different, I guess, for me at least, to write nonfiction because it's not as personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was writing about, I had a topic that I had to write about. I was writing about a specific law.
Right.
And so, but that kind of helped me get out a little and share. It just helped me to see that, you know, yes, I do like writing, and there are ways that I can incorporate it into my life. And I guess I had this idea that I had to be like a starving artist or nothing. I don't know.
Okay.
So I had to see that I could, in my spare time, still write and still enjoy it without having to risk not eating.
Right. So as you were writing this first book, America's Next Reality Star, did you have a favorite part of the story or a favorite part of the character's development? Anything in there that really stands out?
It's really easy for me to say that Jen is my favorite part because she's based on my best friend. And that would be fairly accurate. But I really like the story. I think actually Birdie is my favorite character. We talked about that a little before.
Yeah.
She was so much fun. But it was just... controlling the world, I think, is what I liked most. Like, although sometimes the characters get away from me and they do things, and I have to rein them back.
Right. Is there any part of you in any of the characters?
I feel like there's little parts of me in a lot of them. Like, Birdie's very short, and I'm very short, and Jen's very smart, and I'm pretty smart, and stuff like that. But there's nobody who's really based on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm glad you didn't say Ariana, because she is the villain of the piece, and I'm glad you didn't base her on yourself.
No, she's like three or four character types. You know how reality shows, they always have, you know, the jock and the girl next door. I took a few different character types and kind of mashed them together for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she has got some, she's just dislikable. You did a very good job making her unlikable. Do you have a favorite reality TV show that you watch that you never miss?
I have, sadly, a lot.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just whatever I've been watching the most recently. RuPaul's Drag Race is probably my number one favorite overall because it's just so great. I love seeing the talent, the things that they do. I used to like Project Runway. I mean, I still watch it, but, you know, that was one of the first shows I watched a million years ago when it started. And so when I saw that there was a show with drag queens making costumes, I thought, oh, that sounds great. And then I started watching, and it's really way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting to hear their stories and see how they fight for the crown. But I also, I love Are You the One on MTV, Arranged, Married at First Sight, The Bachelorette, the shows with love. I like those. I like watching people look for love, even though they tend to fail a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but I still love the shows. I like the hope that goes with seeing people.
Right. Not exactly reality. It's still interesting to just tune in and kind of watch things unfold in front of you.
Right. And I think that even though it's not real, I mean, I think they're still developing feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough because it's so compressed. When you're meeting someone on a reality show and you're dating them, that's not your real life. That's not paying bills and going to work. And so it is less likely to work out, especially when most of the time they're not from the same place, which doesn't help.
Right.
But you still root for them because you still want them to make it work.
Yeah. But being somewhere for 8 to 10 weeks with no social media, no outside influences, nothing else to pay attention to but this person that you can give your entire focus to.
Not likely to lead to true love, but I still like to hope for them.
Yeah.
It does work out sometimes.
It does.
The very first bachelorette is still with her husband, and they've been together for 12 years, probably longer than that.
Wow. Yeah, it does work out occasionally. I think that one Married at First Sight couple is still together. At least they were the last time I heard. Maybe
they are. Jamie and Doug, they just had a baby, actually.
Oh, okay.
Good for them.
Yeah, I haven't checked out any news on them in a while, but we don't want to give away too much plot from the first novel in case people haven't read it, but there is a second one that is now out. It's called Sweet Reality. And what do you want to say about Sweet Reality?
Sweet Reality is when Jen winds up going back on a reality show cruise. It's a reunion for former reality stars. This is an actual thing that they do. I don't believe they film it, but they actually do have cruises where people who've been on reality shows go and hang out for a week, which I thought was kind of cool when I found out about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what inspired this. And so she's trying, her business is in trouble. She's trying to get one of the other characters on the show to give her a recipe that won a really big reality show that I made up. Totally 80s Bake Off.
Yes. Which I would watch.
I would totally watch that. That's why all the shows I make up, I think would be fun. I think somebody should make them.
I agree. I think you came up with some interesting shows. Well, speaking of going back to America's Next Reality Star, I imagine that was a lot of fun, but maybe a lot of work to create that entire show from the challenges to... So what went into that?
That was the one thing that I actually had to write down in advance. I am not a plotter. I don't tend to do detailed outlines. I usually just like to write and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But with those, I had to really sit down and think, like, okay, what can we do here? Let's do a scavenger hunt, but how do you make that more interesting? Or, you know, how do you take little kids' games? And I think I pulled that from the Saddle Club book. You know, like, I just, inspiration comes from all over the place. That's a book I read when I was 10.
Nice.
But it still sticks with you, and it's there. But yeah, I had to also make sure that they weren't too similar.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one thing that I actually probably still have a list somewhere where I was going through, like, checking things off, making sure that it all worked.
Right. How was writing the second one a different process than the first time around?
Well, America's Next Reality Star was the first book I ever drafted. And Sweet Reality was not the second, it was the eighth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have many, many drafts I wrote in between those two books, because it does take a while to query a book, and it takes a while for it to get bought up by an editor. So I feel like I came a little more streamlined. I got better at thinking ahead, even though I don't outline or plot, but still focusing on where I want things to go. I got better at self-editing a bit as I go, but also I only had 6 months to write Sweet Reality, so that is also a little different because I had to really sit down and work whether I wanted to or not. When you're writing your first book, you write when you want to, and then when you don't want to, you go do something else. But I had to actually set the mood. I had to put on reality shows, or I had to play happy music to make sure that I was always in the mind frame I needed to be to get it done in the 6 months I had.
And how do you do that for you? Do you try to keep to a certain schedule? Do you write in a certain place? What does that look like for you?
I try to write in the mornings before breakfast. So it's usually like 7 to 8 a.m. I turn on my Carly Rae Jepsen. She's very happy. She's very fun. That's what I need to listen to when I'm writing a fun, happy book. Sometimes I'll use the Glee soundtrack, but I go back and forth. But I usually just sit at my normal desk. I have a home office. I have my daily limits that I need to hit. It's really easy to say 1,666 words a day because I started with NaNoWriMo. But I try to do like a scene a day, a chapter, and just go from there. So I like writing on my back deck, but unfortunately living in upstate New York, the weather is usually nice enough at 7 o'clock in the morning to go out and do that.
Yeah. Do you have snow yet?
Thankfully, no. We actually still have leaves on the trees, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
No.
But they'll be down soon.
Yes, they will, unfortunately. Well, geez, can you tell that I grew up in Montana and I have to ask about the weather because it's time for snow and you always have to ask, do you have snow yet? Reason number 732 why I'm kind of a dork. Moving on, we will get back to the conclusion of my interview with Laura Heffernan, but we do have to take our final break of the podcast, so stay tuned and we'll be right back with the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. We're going to get right back to the conclusion of my interview with Laura Heffernan, and she's about to talk a little bit about NaNoWriMo, and for those of you who aren't sure what that is, it stands for National Novel Writing Month. So let's get back to that interview. And you are participating again in NaNoWriMo this month, right?
I am. I'm doing it right now. I just hit 25,000 words this morning, which feels pretty good because I know that around Thanksgiving, I won't be able to write very much. I have to get ahead early.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you said there's three books in this series. What can you kind of tease about the third book without giving too much away?
The third book was my favorite book to write, honestly. And some of that might be because Unreal is a show that wasn't a show when I wrote the first one, so I let myself just really fall into it and just think, what could the producers do here? And so I had a lot of fun with it. I researched every ridiculous thing that people might have at a wedding. I watched a show where somebody had an ATM at their wedding, which sadly did not make it into the book, but it was still funny.
Wow.
So I watched hundreds of hours of wedding shows, Say Yes to the Dress, Rich Bride, Poor Bride, everything I could find. But I think it paid off. But I can tell you, expect the unexpected.
Okay. That sounds reasonable for considering the genre. So I saw on, I follow you on Twitter, and you had posted, I think yesterday, that you were designing a board game. Is that for the next reality star book, or is that for something else?
Oh, no, that is for actually the second book in my next series, which is called the Gamer Girl series. It's a little different in that it follows, there's three books, but each is a different couple. It follows three best friends who met in grad school, and they all are gamers, tabletop games mostly, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, that sounds
good. And the first one follows Gwen when she's in a national board game tournament and she falls to her number one competitor. I'm currently working on the second book, which they're playtesting a game that one of them made. And so I had to make up the game to explain why they're playtesting it. And it's interesting. I play a lot of games, and so I have those elements to draw on. I don't know how it would actually work out were I to try to make it into a game, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's challenging. I like.
Yeah, I bet, because you have to come up with all the rules and make sure they make sense.
Right.
So that answers my what's next question. You're working on this new series. Any idea when that might be coming out?
The first one is coming out in 2019.
Okay.
Reality Wedding will be out in March 2018. So then we've got a year so for the next one.
Thank you for that. Do you have any advice for other aspiring authors?
The main thing I can say is just keep on swimming. It's not easy. It's not always fun. It's often fun, but it's not always fun. There are a lot of ups and downs. Sometimes it feels like the downs are longer or that there's more of them, but you will come back up. You just got to keep going. Stay on the roller.
Yeah. And who are your favorite authors or genres to read?
Well, not surprisingly, I really like romantic comedies. So my favorite authors, my all-time favorite is probably still Sophie Kinsella. I adore the Shopaholic books. I reread them all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I like her new stuff too. I'm also a big fan of Michelle Gorman, Allison Winscotch, and Leah Marie Brown.
Okay. And you are part of the 17 Scribes author group, is that correct?
That is correct. There are sadly not very many romantic comedy writers in the group, but I've made some good friends, and I've read a lot of really good just contemporary romance. Some excellent mysteries and thrillers that I probably wouldn't have read if I hadn't joined that group, but I love them. So it's a great group for not just finding books, but making friends and supporting each other.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good group of authors. So where can people find you on social media?
I spend far too much time on Twitter. I am at LH_writes. I do talk a lot about reality TV, but I also talk about Canadian chocolate, which I am a connoisseur of.
Canadian chocolate, okay.
Board games. They have different regulations than we do, so I feel like I shouldn't say it's better, but I mean, it is higher quality chocolate. It does
okay.
taste better.
You can say
and
it's better. And it's your
different
taste.
Stuff. So, you know, when you spend your whole life eating the same handful of candy bars,
mm-hmm.
then it's nice to get something different, but I do think it's a little bit better. The makeup of the chocolate's a little bit different.
Interesting. I learned something new today. So they can find you on Twitter. You have a website?
I do. www.lauraheffernan.com.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook at Laura Heffernan Books.
Okay. As we are kind of getting to the end, wrapping things up, is there anything else that you would like to tell people about your books or you'd like people to know about writing, anything at all that we haven't covered?
The main thing that I really want to say is the books are a lot of fun. Some people hear, oh, reality TV, and they just kind of tune out. But they're meant to be accessible. So even if you don't love reality TV, even if you don't play a lot of board games, you don't really have to be a fan of those things because the books are designed to work for everyone. That's really just the backdrop of the love story.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma loves the books, and she doesn't even know what reality TV is.
That's great.
So give it a shot, even if it's not your thing.
Yeah, I would agree. I can take reality TV or leave it, but I really loved the books and the humor and the romance in them. So you don't have to be a massive reality TV fan.
Well, then I've done my job because that's what I was trying to do.
Well, you did it well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your weekend to talk to me. I really, really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And good luck with the next series. And I would love to have you back either with the next reality book or with the gamer books. That would be awesome.
Perfect. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Once again, I want to thank my guest, Laura Heffernan, for taking the time out of her weekend to join me and talk about her Reality Star series. I'm excited for the third one to come out in March and see how everything gets wrapped up. If you are interested, you should definitely go and check out the first two. Like I said, you don't have to be a fan of reality TV. It's just the vehicle that helps to drive the plot, and it helps create some funny and silly situations, because it's always great when you have a romantic comedy for your characters to be stuck in these situations that make us say, thank goodness that's not me. I'm so happy that I am not stuck in that situation, that I did not just make that same choice. And it's nice to escape from our own choices for a while and read about someone else's and say, oh, thank goodness that is not me. And I have to say, thank goodness that is not me on reality TV, because no, thank you. I just couldn't do it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I hope you will join me again next week when I'll be interviewing author Carmela Dutra about her children's books with a character named Little Katie, who encourages children to get involved and interested in science, in STEM. So I'm really excited to talk to Carmela next week. That will be on Tuesday. I do have two interviews scheduled again for next week, so very excited about that. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download them on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media. Come and either follow us or interact with us. I would love to hear from you. So find us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me. As I said, please join me again next week for two more author interviews. In the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.